This is CliffCentral.com. Baby, I know you ain't scared to catch
feels with me. All right. Mabali was just asking me about Carl, and, you know, I brought my dog to work today. It's take a dog child to work day. And so I brought Carl in. So Mab says, uh-oh, she's worried that he might pee or take a shit here in the studio. And I said to her, no, he's very good. I'll take him outside, then he'll go. So disciplined.
Yeah. Look, I know he's trained. So I was just wondering, like, what is the situation? Does he let you know? Do you guys have a signal?
Signal.
Does he start scratching on the door and then you know that that's the signal that he wants to?
We got high. No, I'll just take him outside. Then he knows. Mm-hmm. We got high Rob on the line. But before we get to him, please just play that voice note from Sia. This was sent to my valley at 11?
Oh, this 11 is bad.
So Sia wasn't here for the first hour and a bit.
Oh, this is incriminating.
So just play that on the microphone. Phone mobs. This is funny.
So to set the scene, Sia tells me that he is going to such and such a place and he's trying to get me to join him, to which I said, hell to the no. And then he sends me this.
Yeah. Why do you sound like you are out right now? Tell me where you are and I swear to Buddha, I will come there in like 3.2 seconds. Yeah. And I'm dying for your roommate. If you approve, then I approve. Yes!
Yo, Sia, you delivered. You know, you have integrity. You said you were going to do this yesterday.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord.
You said you were going to do this. You went out and did it.
Yeah, then I'm looking at my call log. I called you as well at 9 minutes past 11 p.m. Then I bumped into my ex as well.
Ooh.
With his new person. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You know, this has got to be the only job in the world where we celebrate someone's getting drunk the night before and pitching up late for work.
It's like, oh, it's fine. Yes. It's not fine.
The only job where that would
cringe.
Happen.
I absolutely cringe because the night started off very vanilla and like, you know, PG-13. And then somehow I ended up at a gallery with a lot of presumptuous rich people.
Gallery? Ooh.
I know. So there's this
artist by the name...
Yes, okay. Exactly. There's this artist by the name of Lionel Smith.
Yeah.
I never heard of him at all, but I just walked around and there were a lot of like, you know, statues with a lot of penises.
Sculptures, with penis sculptures.
I was just like, oh, okay.
What a nice exhibit for you.
And I casually was asking, you know, how much these things go for. And it was like, oh yeah, 1.1 million, 2.4 million.
For a penis sculpture.
3.2 million. I was like, wow. I'm in the wrong place here. But there was tons of free booze. And that's a problem.
Sia, you're a problem. Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
How's it going?
I hear your family are visiting.
Yeah, bro. They arrived like on Tuesday night, so it's been pretty crazy up till now.
So does that mean you behave, or do you take them around and show them the dodgy side of Amsterdam?
Last time they were here, I showed them the dodgy side, but this time now I'm taking it easy, you know, just visiting like the little cities, going on a boat ride today, so... I mean, yeah, it's going to be pretty chill. Nothing too crazy, but I'm going to try and introduce them to the local cuisine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wonder what that is.
Going to try and get them to hit it up, you know?
So, Rob, last time we spoke to you, you were going to go to Gay Pride. Remember, you had a whole plan and how did that go?
No, it was crazy. That was definitely one of the most lit weekends of my life. Like, I don't know if you watched my snaps or anything, but we had a boat right on the canal.
Yeah.
And these parades just came through and it was just like, they had like those water jets, you know, those people who they fly on the water, like they have these, it's like a hoverboard, but it sprays water and you can fly.
Yes.
I don't know the direct name. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had those and it was just crazy. Like every boat had a different theme. Like I told you, like BDSM, and then they had like, you know, like fairies, and it was just crazy, man. It was fucking lit.
All right. I'm thinking more and more that I know Ben wants to come over and visit you sometime in December, but the real customer here is probably Mabali. She would love Amsterdam.
Yeah, no, she would, Mavs. You would love it here. It's just really relaxed. It's like so chill. No one's up in your grill about anything. It's just like literally like peace and love here, dude. And you just like walk into a coffee shop. It's like, yo, what's up? They're like, yo, what's up? You know, It's just really relaxed, you know. That's the thing about Amsterdam, but I don't know, you have to come try it out at least once in your life.
No, no, I mean, I have the connect now in Amsterdam. So when I do make my way to that part of the world, you're the first person that I'm contacting.
Yes, definitely. Take you to the best shops with the best products. Straight up.
I also want to sound like you when I speak.
Yes.
No, it is the littest. And even my coffee shop now, they just messaged me yesterday. So they got this new hash in. So I'm like, I'll be the first to try. Keep me at least 2 grams. I'm in. I'm your test subject.
How's it going with the girlfriend, the relationship thing? Is it working out nicely? Because she's very good. Cool. I like her.
Yeah, no, I'm committed now.
Good.
In deep.
Good.
I don't know if you see my WhatsApp pic, but that's how you know.
That's how you know. Very good.
I'm in deep. But it's good, though, because my life's stabilizing. It was a bit rocky. Had its ups. Hectic downs, mm-hmm. and now it's just going like stabilizing, you know.
Nice.
So
nice.
You got to keep it on the roll. But anyway, this weekend it's Mystery Land. So again, if you have me on Instagram, watch my stories because it's going to be super
Mystery
lit.
Land. What happens at Mystery yes. Land?
It's the second biggest festival in Europe. It's like crazy. It's got like all the big names, like Deadmau5, like. Carl Cox, like Arno van Buuren, all the like, you know, EDM. I mean, like, it is very commercial, but it's more of a show. You know, they got fireworks, dancers, crazy shit. And like, obviously, I'm going to be on like 4 levels above and beyond, you know?
Sounds
it's
like something
get super lit.
Sounds like something to be jealous of.
Yeah.
But you guys are going into winter now, right? I mean, well, autumn.
Dude, don't remind me, please, dude. Like, I'm already getting nervous, you know? Like, I think all September should be fine, but October, November, then everyone starts realizing it, and you know you're fucked when people at the restaurant start packing in the chairs in the terrace, you know? The terrace start moving indoors, dude. That's when you know. Yo, dude, and if you don't have a chick in winter, you are fucked, dog. Then you're playing the one-hand trumpet, and that's just your life. So, bro, that's not a life I'm living, dude.
Ben, have we come any closer to arranging this this visit for you and Daniela in December?
Well, as I was saying at the start of the show, Gareth, August has really kicked me in the balls. So it's been derailed slightly. We'll pick planning up again next month.
Hey, you started a new job, Rob.
Yeah, I know, I did. It's hectic. It's like a real proper intense job.
You say that, but all I see is you going around the office on like a hoverboard.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's because they all have hoverboard. I said it was like a Google type or like Facebook type thing. It's like very fun and stuff, but like that's how they trick you. It's like, cool, you get to ride a hoverboard, but I need these files done by 3 o'clock. I'm just like, cool. That makes sense. And then you just like work really hard, you know? So it's like, it's cool, but it's intense. Like you have to really want to be there, but I like it. It's fast paced.
Wouldn't you advise Ben to rather come in the summer next year? It also gives him a bit of time to kind of figure out the finances because it is expensive coming to Europe if you're from South Africa.
Yeah, I know it is.
And in summer, there's way more to do, right?
Summer is better. I have to be honest.
What are you eating?
Now it's like,
What are you eating?
No, I'm eating the side of my jaw. Oh, had a rough one last night.
Where were you? For sake, where were you?
Eat your side of your jaw.
No, I'm just joking, man.
Was it cocaine?
Biltong. No. My parents bought me like so much biltong. Oh. I literally feel sick, dude. I've been eating it since like for 3 days straight. It's like this really, you know, that it's not like that dry piece of shit. They've got like humidified, like it's got moisture in it. I'm talking the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. I haven't had it for like what, 6 to 8 months? I've been deprived, dog. Anyway.
Are you planning on coming back here to South Africa anytime soon?
Yeah. I'm planning on coming back in around about Jan, Feb.
Mm-hmm.
And just for like a week or two, get out of this winter shit. But my real goal is, and like full on goal, like I'm making this my life goal, is I'm saving up. I already told Ben, I don't know, he wanted to do some golf shit, but I said, you better get in on this stuff. I'm going to save up, get a fucking lit bike, motorbike, and I'm going to travel around Europe. Like, that is my dream, like, on a bike.
It's a great dream, Rob. It really is a great dream, but it's not in my top 10. So it's nothing personal. It's just that I've got other lit things to do.
Other lit things.
I know. If you can't do the other lit things, then the bike through Europe is like, at least has to be in the top 18.
Yeah, definitely top 11.
Yeah, because it's like, you can fly around, but you don't know how much you miss when you're on a plane. You don't know what you're flying over, especially in Europe. I watched this documentary about cars you bike through Europe. It's crazy, man.
Like, you get to see everything, and you stop whenever you want because you're just so open roading.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, it's like those people who fly and rent a car, they see a little bit more. But when you have a bike, man, you see way more. And that's, anyway, I'm doing it over like 5-6 years, so who knows? But that is where I'm heading.
All right, Rob.
And next year is my goal.
Listen, dude, we got to go. We'll speak to you soon. And look after Amsterdam for us. All right.
Yeah, watch my stories for this weekend. Yeah. It's going to be lit. Saturday, it's going to be fucking wrecked.
Mystery land.
Yes. All right.
Okay, guys. Well, what did I say again?
What?
How's it go? Friday? It's the weekend, baby. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hi, Rob.
You have to hang out with Rob. Is just senseless.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the weekend, baby!
Yeah. If you want to be caught up in the litness that is Rob's life on Instagram, it's KOOK766.
KOOK766. So don't try and look him up as Hi Rob. Although he should really change his Instagram handle to that. I don't know.
Something a little easier.
Sure. All right. See, I don't know what we're doing now because you've told me it's all a surprise. So
we're going straight into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Whatever.
Let's Fantastic.
Go.
All right. Let's bring our guests in.
Who we got?
We have special guests who are meaningful to you. And this is all...
Who are you talking to? Because Amanda's not there.
Someone hears me. That's what I like. Someone hears me in the process. There we go. Yeah, Amanda has gone. So this hour, really, you don't want a lot of fuss, but I think it's a milestone age. And so we want to find out, you know, how has it been, you know, these past 40 years?
What are you talking about?
No, about you growing up.
Oh,
and,
for God's
you know,
sake, what are you talking about? What
do you think Sia was not going to go sentimental?
And how were you as a child? And what did you do? And, you know... Are there any embarrassing moments? And what have you learned the most?
Yeah,
and
this right here.
Who knows you absolutely best? We asked ourselves.
This is going to be horrible. No. I just know this is going to be horrible. Why are you doing this? I mean, I asked so nicely, and that's already a disaster.
Absolutely not. We're just going to do a few minutes with your parents.
We've had them in before. I see them all the time. What do I want you here for?
No. Stop
what?
With that.
Yes.
Sit down. We'll do this again. Whose idea was this? This is a terrible idea.
This was a collective idea. We've had them in before, but they've never spoken candidly.
Okay, well, what are we going to talk about now? I mean, this is some birthday present.
Oh, gosh, Gareth.
What is it? What's going on? Dad, what do you want?
Oh, my word.
A bit more love, a bit more,
a little less grumposaurus.
That's fantastic, you know.
What do you want?
I don't know. What do you want? summoned to be here, and we're here. Now get on with it.
You know what? I didn't ask to come into the world either. You two made me. Now I'm here. I was probably very happy wherever I was before.
Okay, I'm going to begin with a question.
Well, firstly,
why
good
is
morning,
he
Mr.
like
Rory,
this?
Good morning, Mrs. Monica. How are we?
Good morning, guys.
Don't
you're all looking good.
Yeah,
you're
on.
All looking
you're
great.
On. Everybody's
nice
microphones
here.
Are on, so you can talk at will. My parents are not very radio professional.
Okay, Gareth. First of all, we got up very early to be here.
Mm. Mm.
Very rude.
So don't be so rude, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's not polite to talk to anybody before 8 o'clock in the morning.
So is this the big surprise?
So we can now do it. It's
this
okay.
is the big surprise?
This is part of it.
Who
yes.
did you expect?
Well,
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, actually. Kind of disappointed.
Well, your brother couldn't make it because he...
Well, he has two children and a real job.
And your sister couldn't make it because
she's
in
also
court
got a real job
today.
Yeah.
So we came.
Well, that's all right. I suppose third prize is always okay.
And I have a real job and I made the time.
Yeah,
so.
Well,
you know.
That's nice.
I mean, what a nice welcome. Well, nice to see Mabali and
yes,
Mark. Very nice
Ben
to see you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So nice to have you guys here. And we'll see you again in another 10 years.
No.
Next 40 years.
Cool with me.
Well, what do you want to do here, Sia? What was in your... I mean, how do you want this to go?
Well, firstly, I think, like, shouldn't he be celebrating birthdays more? Like, this is a milestone age, right, Monica?
Absolutely, and especially the 40th. It's the best time of your life.
You think so?
Yes, definitely.
How was your 40th?
Fantastic. I had a big party.
Yeah.
You remember, you were 15 then.
Sure.
Yeah. And had a ball. You must celebrate.
Is that on
especially
the farm? Is that when you had? Yes. Okay. All right, I remember that.
Yeah, in the shed.
And then you had another, you had a big 50th.
No, 60th.
60th.
Okay, no, that's enough because I've been giving my age away.
See, how does that feel, huh?
Okay, I've got a question. I want to start this off.
So, go, Ben.
When Gareth was growing up and he was a child like any other child, where did you, like, try to be honest now, where did you see him at the age of 40?
Yeah, where did you see me going? What kind of a person did you think I'd end up being?
You really want an honest
answer? Yeah, be honest. Yes, go ahead. Based on everything you know about me.
I actually didn't think that way at all. I just tried to get them through the next year.
Take it a year at a time, a year at a time.
You were just proud if I survived from year to year.
Definitely. Your teachers actually had the problem, not me.
Why? What did they say?
Well, your grade 2 teacher told me that I must take you to a psychologist because you don't talk. You're very quiet.
I think I made up for that.
She
was really?
She was about as qualified to talk about psychology as Carl, my dog, is clearly.
Guess how wrong she was.
Yeah.
Well, I knew she was talking rubbish.
But did you have any big dreams and aspirations for me? I mean, did you think...
Ben, that's a great question.
Yeah, but now answer it.
Any parent...
It's like a politician. He goes, that's a great question. So he can give himself time to think about the answer.
Well, will you just shush and then I'll answer it? Okay, so you always have aspirations for your kids. It's very difficult to quantify those aspirations. Where do you want them to be? As long as they're normal, as long as they fit in, they've got all their limbs and they can talk, all the other things are an add-on. I mean, if they're intelligent, okay, we've been lucky on that one.
Really?
Yep.
With Robert
secondly,
and Sandy.
No, okay, I'm answering the questions here. Hang on. Okay, secondly, I mean, if they can fit in and they can be liked by people and respected and all those nice things, that's a bonus. So where do you want your kids to be? Obviously successful. And in that score, we've been very fortunate too. So, yeah, that's what I think.
Well, that sounds boring. Mum?
Okay, well, thanks.
Gareth,
for that.
You are such a pain. Stop it.
Oh, you want to talk.
Thanks, Mabali. I agree with you. Yes, right, Mom, isn't he? I don't know how you guys work with him.
No. I honestly never thought of either you, Robert, or Sands, what you're going to be. Or I honestly just hope that you get through the following year.
And that's it? Really, no other. I could really have been a much bigger disaster and it would have been okay in
that
your book.
That was the big worry. No, but so I mean, it was keeping you on the right road.
But just getting me through the year, I could have taken a lot more liberties. I could have been much worse.
No, I'm very chuffed with you.
How it's ended up.
Hmm.
All right.
When he was a child, what were some of the stressful moments that he put you through?
Oh. How many of them do you want to know about?
Top
have we got 3 hours?
You know, Mabali, it actually started after school.
Yeah.
He was quite a well-behaved child. But then once he got his driver's license, I can't remember how many accidents and phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning. But for the rest, he was quite a good boy.
I got a phone call.
Like Carl or me?
I got a phone call at 3:30 in the morning, one morning. And I know... Our kids always phone their mother and have a chat to her and so on. When they phone me, there's a problem.
that's
what
signal.
I'm good for, you know. And I got this phone call. There's a little bit of a problem.
Uh-oh.
And I said, okay, so what's the problem? Well, I've had an accident.
Mm.
You know.
But I'm okay.
I was speaking English.
How old was he when this happened?
About 39. No, I'm kidding. About 25. Yeah, 25. You're about 25.
Wow. So no teenage rebellion, no sneaking out of the house.
Well, not that we know of.
So. Well, I used to do chemical experiments and blow shit up in my room, which was fun.
Sure. And then, yeah, this big boom.
He argued.
And my brother and I, we used to go down to the river and build swings and forts and all kinds of dangerous stuff. And, you know, we'd be playing in the river where God knows what was in there.
Ooh.
I mean, we had a lot of fun. We lived on this farm, so we kind of did our own thing. And we used to have friends around all the time. So, you know, go up onto the mountain and all kinds of stuff.
And climb on the tank stand with your Superman outfits.
Well, that was when I was much, much younger.
Did you dress up as Superman?
Yeah. I wanted to fly.
Hang on, let's get the picture right here. This tank stand was about 6 meters high.
Yeah.
Okay, so and carry on.
All I saw was Gareth, Neil Mankies, and Robert in their Superman, Batman, and whatever outfits.
Yeah.
Saying, "Look," and I walked up slowly and said, "Come, I'm going to give you a biscuit."
just bribery slowly down. Come down.
Bribery and corruption always
because
works.
Because we might have tried to fly.
Yeah, I think you would have.
Oh my goodness, definitely. So being on the farm just brought about a whole bunch of mischief. And where'd like the conviction and the talking back and the standing up for himself come in?
I don't like kids that don't argue with you. I don't like kids that are, boys have got to be full of mischief. And
please,
it's a sign of character. Shush.
You listen. Hang in there. My house, my rules.
Don't argue with me.
Shut up. That's what you used to say.
You
shut
know
up.
What? I think it's always a good thing if your kids argue with you, but within reason, and it must be done in the right way. It's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn.
I remember one incident when Gareth was probably about 2. We were still chicken farming, and I said to him, "Come, put your gumboots on. We're going down to Dad now." And he screamed from the room. And then I said, "Come on, hurry up. We're going." And he wouldn't put his foot in. And I said, "Put your boot on."
And you called me stupid and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the usual.
Eventually,
I said to him, "What is it?" And he said, "There's a ho. And I turned the gumboot over and there was a frog in the gumboot.
She was trying to force my foot into a gumboot with a frog in the Can you imagine how that traumatized me as a kid?
Shame.
It's terrible.
Life's tough.
But he was very precious because he was the first grandson on both sides, grandchild on both sides.
Mm.
He had 4 great-grandparents still alive and his 4 grandparents. So he was very precious.
Yeah, but that didn't last long. They all went like flies after that.
Yeah, well it's
because
you arrived.
They did that in perfect
what do you expect?
Yeah.
You know.
When he abandoned the law for...
Oh, yeah.
I want to know how that conversation went between you and him.
Went like this, I'll tell you, and then they can corroborate the evidence. That's fine. You could do what you want, but you're going to pay back all the subjects you didn't finish or failed. So I had to pay them back.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely true, and it's absolutely correct,
too. And point out just how unfair it was being the eldest son in this case, and actually for my brother, who's 3 years younger than me. We got nothing for free. Buy your own car, pay for your own petrol, all of that shit. Find a way to do that. And when my sister came along, and it was her turn to go to varsity, the princess, everything was sorted out. Don't worry about that. Oh, we'll.
She's a girl.
Aren't you still paying her petrol?
We're still in Women's Month. Am I correct?
Oh,
okay. So, what are we complaining about here? That's the way you've got to deal with
you. You care about Women's Month?
That's justified.
You care about Women's Month? Come on.
It's a different kind of relationship.
Yeah, what do you think of this cake here? This is pretty impressive, huh?
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, we heard about the construction of it and the head
bobbles. Did you speak to Crystal?
Yes, she showed us photographs.
Fantastic.
Yes, Ben?
I've got another question. Are you worried that Gareth's going to become an even more of a grumpy old bastard as he gets older from this point?
Oh, no.
I'm very concerned, Ben.
I love
Shame.
That.
Very concerned.
You know what, Ben? That's a very, very good point because since about the age of 30, he's been grumbling. And exponentially, every year, it increases. So I don't know where we're going to be the year after next. I mean, let's not even worry about that. Let's worry about now. No, he's a great grumbler at times. No, actually, that's not true.
Well, if I get
that's
it,
absolutely
if
not
I
true.
Learned to you grumble,
no, hang on.
I learnt it from you.
I was going to say, he's going to end up like his father.
I'm actually going to tell you something right now.
All right, go on.
Oh, shut
Everybody's
up.
Everybody's waiting on the edge of their
You've
seat.
Never learnt anything in the 40
This is
years.
So exciting.
I have to tell you, and
best
here's
interview
the truth.
Ever.
And it's probably the only time you'll hear the truth from me. He's actually delightful.
Oh.
He's actually a pleasure to be with. I spent last Sunday morning with him.
Oh, my God, that's
we
crazy.
We tootled off to the collector's
The War
thing
Museum.
At the War Museum. And we had a wonderful time. It was great. So
isn't it nice that at least one of your children is interested in the stuff you're interested in? Because
well,
the other
indeed.
Two couldn't care less.
Well, I don't know about the other two. You're quite right. Yeah. But, no, he's an absolute delight. And contrary to everybody's belief, I'll tell you right now, Gareth is extremely generous. And he's lots of fun to be with. And he's fantastic to travel with. Because if you travel somewhere with him, he knows all about the place that you're in. He'll tell you things about that place and what happened there and the history of it. And he's fantastic to travel with. So I have absolutely no complaints.
Well,
how's that?
That's nice.
That surprised you.
I want to counter that with don't travel anywhere with my parents, because when you go to places like the Louvre, which is the greatest art museum in the world, where they have such spectacular stuff there. I mean, my mother is an artist. I thought you of all people would have some appreciation for this. But my God, the cigarettes are so important, because we had to stop after 3 hours of going through the greatest museum
three
in the world.
3 hours without a ciggy?
Exactly.
How many sarcophaguses can you see? I mean, you know, you've seen 20, you've seen them all.
We didn't even go into the Egyptology stuff because you wanted to go out and have a cigarette.
I went through there. You just weren't aware of it. And I saw 20 sarcophaguses and said, "Look, I need a cigarette."
This is really, it would have been nicer if you'd not smoked the whole way through my childhood and forced me to breathe in the secondhand smoke. I might have ended up a nuclear physicist, who knows?
Life's tough, shape up.
things are good. I'm very happy that you are my parents. I couldn't have chosen better.
That's nice.
Well, it's true.
And as difficult as you might say they are, he's also quite a bit of a difficult person to deal with. And particularly in his profession. We are handling a very balanced interview here.
See, I'd hate to work
I'd hate to live with him 24/7.
See, he's not difficult. You know what? He, like all of us, he has his moments and he has his moods. But for 98% of the time, like all of us,
He's old.
He's not actually completely the opposite. That's the truth of it.
And here's the thing, though. He chose his profession. He loves what he does, even though he wakes up at, like, ridiculous o'clock. But he's always in the public eye, and there have been some controversies and heat and whatnot. How do you guys deal with that? And, you know, he's your son at the end of the day. So when people say certain things, or when, you know, they write about him, that must be uncomfortable for you.
In the beginning it was. I used to get very upset. But then I realized that it's part of his whole job. I hate going shopping with him because you stop and start and, please, can I have a photograph? But when he's at home, he's himself. And when he comes to our house, he's himself. And his feet are always on the ground,
which is great. That's the point. He is Gareth and always has been with us. And you know, the fact that he's well-known and so on, it doesn't really come into the equation, to be honest. What does come into the equation is when people say things that are completely untrue or not, they don't know him. Mm. And I've heard a lot of people saying things about Gareth that don't really know him. And that makes me angry, because actually, yeah, the bottom line is, if you don't know what you're talking about or you don't know the person you're talking about, then shut up. You know, you've got 2 years and
one mouth. I got told
that
enough times.
Listen twice as much as you talk. And all right. There's some people that have the right to talk, and they must talk.
This has been lots of fun. Thank you.
I've had a really
good time.
Okay.
You're bored with us.
We'll wrap this up accordingly.
I don't know what Sia wanted here.
Just a few more questions.
Have you got what you wanted?
Not yet. Just a few more questions as well. And you're going to roll your eyes at this, but I really do think, you know, speaking on behalf of many people,
Oprah,
you do deserve this, though. Also, with turning 40, he's celebrating 21 years of radio broadcasting. For you, when did you, as parents, feel like, now I really am so super proud of my son, and I think, you know, he's done well?
I think it was at the time when he was fired from Tux.
Oh, Gareth.
Yeah.
Because we said to him then, there's a reason for this, and you're on your way now. And then when he started on radio, I used to listen to him when he was John... No, you were on the Midnight Show.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Mm.
We were all very proud of him.
I can recall a conversation, and I can recall a conversation when Gareth was fired from Radio Tux.
Yes.
Yeah, I was proud of that. But,
and I
was.
Yeah.
It was kind of a paradigm shift at that time in the way he thought and the way he looked at things and so on and so on. So when are you proud? You know what, Sia, you're always proud of your kids. Not everybody achieves all the time, and that's a reality. But I mean, there's so many points that I can honestly say that, you know, that pride has always been there. Yeah, of course.
All right. This is great. Okay. Come on. Sia, really, do we have to carry on with this? This is the most horrible discussion. I can't imagine anything more boring for our audience.
Last question from my side. Advice for Gareth for turning 40 in his upcoming years. That's it. Then I'll be done.
Well, let Rory do that one.
I don't have any. How do you
just live and be happy?
How do you give somebody advice? You know, who's qualified to give advice? I don't know. Life is there to live. You've got to live it every single day and every single moment. That's all. Simple.
Right. I like that. Good advice, huh? No, that really is. I'm not even being sarcastic. Makes a lot of sense. See, he has some useful things to say.
Please don't be upset about turning 40.
I'm
it's
not
wonderful.
Upset.
You are. Don't
know. All this attention
You're
on me,
denial.
This is killing me. This is not what I enjoy.
But
you
it's,
know that.
It's more paying celebration homage, I think. Yeah, that's the way we look
homage.
At it. Homage? Yes.
What are you talking like I'm Frank Sinatra on my deathbed?
Okay, so...
This is horrible.
I have a question for you.
Oh, please. Oh. Yes, let's get this done.
Okay, so what are you going to do in the next 10 years that you haven't done in the last 40?
Go and live in the mountains. Just get away from all of this. Really?
No, seriously.
Yes.
I want an answer to that question,
I
and I want a sensible one.
I don't know. Please, can we not do this? It's enough to have to deal with the
people. I've asked a question,
Gareth,
and I need an answer.
You're the one who always, every year, you have goals.
I have a list of things that I need to do.
And you tick them off as you go along. So just make your list longer
right,
now.
If I can get you guys out of the studio, should I say learning Japanese? Is that okay?
Oh.
No. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have
Thank
to
you.
Go and have a cigarette. Thank
Very
you.
Very nice to see Bye-bye. You.
Bye-bye.
That's a good idea. Go and have a cigarette.
Great idea. Carl wants to go to the toilet.
And Carl,
yes,
you could take
Carl
outside
Carl
as well, please. Thank you very much. And don't
happy birthday.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mom.
Yes.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes.
Love
happy
you.
Birthday.
I love you both very much. You're wonderful people, and this has been the most awful 15 minutes of my
this
life.
This has been delightful
really.
For us.
Mom, was this as painful for you as the birth?
No. No.
Was the birth more painful?
Definitely.
Very painful birth, right. I was had a big head. Can you imagine giving birth to Ben? Look at the size of that head.
No.
Poor Ben's mom.
This is about you. Oh, she said poor Ben's mom.
She knows.
Right. Thank you very much. That's lots of fun. Everybody
Thank you guys so much for coming through, Rory and Barney.
Sivan says on Twitter, in a WeChat this morning, that moment where Sia tries to organize a Cliff family therapy session on Gareth's birthday. Awkward moment. Listening to CliffCentral.com on the app, your wonderful parents do not have to sell you. Says that's sweet. Yeah, that's very nice. Have a good one. Who the hell is Hi Rob? Says someone. I'm pissing myself. Jesus, he's funny. What somebody said. Now
this is the first time you listen to us.
That's Yak Balls. I think Yak Balls might be new.
Yeah, Yak Balls. Wow. Welcome to it. Hi Rob is a regular,
yes.
And he's high. All the time.
Even when his parents are visiting him in Amsterdam.
Yes.
All right, Sia, what's the next surprise?
One more little surprise.
Wait. Oh, this is so good.
This is Sia's Oprah special right here.
And then we connected and we loved and we chatted.
All BS aside, there was a moment when your dad said, you know, was speaking about the pride thing.
Yeah.
I may have been a little choked up.
Yeah.
That may have touched me in my fifis just a little tiny bit.
That's great.
Okay, so here's the thing. The next coming little surprise is you always knew what my vision is for your birthday, though,
this
right?
This is, by the way, this is not an ex-girlfriend. I don't remember sleeping with her at any time.
No.
So. This is not a...
No,
who is this sitting in the studio?
Not at all. So I initially wanted you to drive in here with a 60-piece orchestra.
Oh.
Playing for you for
Except
your birthday.
You overslept because you were drunk last night and you have to cancel the orchestra. So who we got here, Sia?
So because you didn't want all that fanfare, I thought let's just simmer it all down and we have one amazing talented violinist. Her name is Crystal and going to just play a little...
So this is the second Crystal of the morning, actually.
Look at that. Yes.
Crystal from Sensational Sugar doing this amazing cake. And now what's your name, Crystal, your surname?
Crystal Burkholz.
What a pleasure to meet you. You've got a violin there. It's a very beautiful instrument. It's one of my favorite instruments. I'd love to be able to play that, and the cello are the most beautiful instruments of all, right?
Well, never too late to start. So if you
No. I'd rather hear you.
No.
It's kind of like Sia's instrument, his voice. It's just maybe not about how much you practice. Sometimes you just can't. So just make a little sound with that. Let me hear that gorgeous sound of that violin. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a. How long have you been playing?
I started when I was 5, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can tell.
You don't get to say that it's never too late to start when you started at age 5.
No. Like,
that's, there is no chance for the rest of us.
That's phenomenal. It's a magnificent. What made you choose the violin?
Actually, my parents chose it for me.
Yeah,
so,
it's kind of like religion. They choose it for you. Right? All right. So what happens? What happens in an orchestra? Are you the first violin? Are you the person in charge of the orchestra?
I actually don't play in an orchestra. I do a lot of solo work, so that's not really my game. But an orchestra is quite fairly democratic.
Have you ever played in one?
Yes.
And how is that?
It's fantastic. It's amazing to be a part of a force. It's like being in a wall of sound. It's really a great experience.
It must be, especially when you hear your instrument blending with all the others. You come in at the right times. You just have this symphony around you. It must be beautiful.
All coming together. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So, what kind of events do you usually play?
I have an original music project, and I play for a lot of corporate events. So it's always a mix of stuff happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting. Will you play something else for us? You've come all this way. Let's have something else. Show off a little bit. I want you to show off. Yeah. You've been playing this thing since you were 5. It's your turn to shine. We're all going to shut up and enjoy. That's fantastic. Oh. You know, it's amazing. 4 strings can make that much beautiful noise.
Yeah, that is impressive. Yeah. What is the most difficult part when it comes to the actual technique of playing the violin? Is it the hand with the bow in it? Is it the hand navigating the strings on the other side? Which is the most difficult part?
You know, it's probably both, but I'd say the hardest part about the violin is like on a guitar or a piano, you can see what you're doing.
Mm.
You can play the right note, but on the violin, you have to feel the right note.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
And you're resting on your chin, which eventually must get tired.
So it's a physical thing, but it's also the feel. So when a violin sounds terrible, it's often because you don't know where your fingers need to go. So that's what takes the hardest part.
That's a very funky looking violin. Is that one of a few that you have?
It is actually. I tell people some girls buy shoes and I have violins.
Yeah, how many you got?
I've got about 8.
some of these violins, like a Stradivarius, those kinds of things that you find in Germany and in Europe generally, there are some in South Africa, but they've been brought over. Those are old. They're like 200-300 years old.
Yeah, they come from the 1500s-1600s, so very old.
And apparently it's all about the quality of the wood, right?
Yes, wood and the craftsmanship. So, but the wood was specially treated, and it's still, many of them still sound great today, which is incredible.
And what kind of price range are we talking about here for something that's 300 years old?
A lot depends on the wood and the maker and the actual violin itself. So I mean, it ranges from, I mean, if you go onto things like, I think, Sotheby's and stuff, you'll see violins for millions of pounds. Just really.
And I suppose also who owned them before, right?
That's it.
So if someone famous, some great violinist from the past used that violin, be very.
But a lot of them are actually on loan, so they're part of a museum collection, and then they're loaned out to players to play.
Can you imagine if you borrow one from a museum, Mubs, and it's worth like £5 million, and you leave it on the roof of your car as you drive away?
Or you forget it outside, and then it starts raining.
That is the last thing.
And can you read music?
Yeah.
Okay, that's essential.
That not essential, but it does definitely help.
You know, some pianists can play by ear, but I suppose if you're playing a violin, you really need to know what's going on.
Yes, it does help, especially also when you work with different types of musicians. It's just easier if you're all on the same page, you know.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
Well, I think one more little piece of music is in order, and then thank you very much for coming to help me celebrate this birthday. See, as one of his... We call it the SS, the Sia surprise, not the SS as in the shoot stuff.
Yeah, it's very quickly distinguished between the two.
Well, I thought maybe seeing as spring is in the air, let's do something classical and spriggy.
Okay, let's do it.
Spring.
Here we go. Four seasons. That's very nice.
Wonderful.
Crystal, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming all this way and bringing your very lovely violin with you. And I hope we'll see you again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you and happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yay.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you. All right. See ya. That was nice.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
Cool. See ya. Thinking out of the box.
Now imagine that times 60.
Yeah. You want the full orchestra. See ya. Here's how he described it to me yesterday. He said when he has a birthday, he wants a 50th one day where he has...
All right.
He's standing in the middle of a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on
to show opulence.
Right. And he's on an island. Mubs, listen to this.
I'm listening.
And he's going to have a full symphony orchestra ranged around the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to play songs. Which song was it
that you want? Frank Sinatra's My Way.
My Way, right. Mm-hmm. And then he wants the fireworks to go off during that big chorus.
Yeah. What makes a man? What has he got? We have a fireworks display, and also there'll be, you know, a little fountain water feature situation within the lake as well. And then all of the guests are just overlooking this entire situation.
And it's all like Sia's in the middle with spotlights on him.
I was going to ask, where are you? Where specifically?
Right in the middle of the lake.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you rather be like bobbing in a boat with the shirtless like cabana boy?
No. I've started, you know, investing for my 50th birthday now.
An island makes you look stranded, but if you're on a little boat with like a gondola, right?
No.
And then you can just go around to certain parts of the orchestra.
Ben, we need to class that up a bit. Yeah, then I'll be turning 50, so it'll be a massive thing. Okay. I have a few more years to prepare and save up for it, so I'm happy and fine.
All right. Is there anything else?
Last little surprise.
Is it Jane Malachi?
Oh.
Jane is a surprise.
So, akin to the great artists of our time, in the same line as Beyonce and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey before she started being lazy on stage, we have the Cliff Central Choir here as well.
Now that is something that is something I could live with. That is something special. All right, the Cliff Central Choir.
Now, Oh, yes.
This is the highlight of my morning, I can tell. Hello, Palesa. Hello, Simpiwe. Hello, Mum Jane.
Hello, Gareth.
How are you? You all look fantastic, and I'm delighted to have you all in the studio because you're, first of all, people I know and like. It's a big part of this that's important. All right, and what are you going to sing? Okay, are we going to sing a gospel song?
No, we made something special for you, actually. All right. Yeah. So this is special for your birthday.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Are we ready for this? Yes. Sorry, I just need to warm up first.
Oh, no. This is not about you, sir.
Oh, right. Yeah. Got you.
Beyonce.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Whenever you're ready, Ben and Simpiwe and Palesa and Sia and Jane. And Mabale is not taking part in this because Mabale doesn't like to sing.
I don't know. I didn't know anything about these surprises. So I don't know what's happening.
Oh, you and me.
Right. Actually, the surprise is a surprise. We didn't like a lot of people to ruin our surprise. This is a surprise,
all right,
guys.
Whenever you guys are ready.
Okay, we are.
Take it away.
One, two.
No.
Wrong song. Okay.
Well, that was nice, guys.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
Guys. Oh.
Hey. Wait. There we go. Okay. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Radio's not the place to be, so podcast is where I go. Every morning from 6 to 9, we're all listening to your show. We spend hours and hours from the bed to the shower catching up on what you say. Now take my phone, press play, and let the party begin. And then we start to dance and I'm singing like, gee, you know we love you so. Your show was handmade for somebody like me. Come on, I'll follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say gee. Let's not talk too much. Grab on your mic and put that info on me. Come on, I'll follow my lead. Come on, I'll follow my lead. Hey!
It's your birthday today, Gareth. And you're turning 40. You're such a leader. You're slightly naughty. We wanted to say thank you for all that you do for us. Every day discovering something brand new. Happy birthday, Gareth. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh. Happy birthday, Gareth. Oh, wow, oh, wow. Happy birthday, Gareth.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Happy birthday, Gareth. Every day
discovering
something brand new.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Gareth.
Very nice. That's terrific. That's lovely. Thank you, guys. All right, very nice. Oh, wow. Wow, that was terrific. Thank you, everybody. That's very sweet. That is... No, that was my favorite part of the day so far. Jane? Very much.
Because all right, we're discovering everything new from you, Gareth, every day. So that's why we try to do this for you, special.
I learn things from all of you every single day. I just played the clip where you were telling me about cannibals, and that's just one of the things that I've learned.
Actually, I don't want to ruin your birthday. I didn't like the part that your mom told me that you chased her away. So, but today, because it's your birthday, I'll catch you on Monday. Let's leave everything for Monday, Gareth.
All right, don't you don't want to be cross with me on my birthday.
Yes. Yeah, no, today's your birthday. I don't want to ruin your birthday, but Monday, wait for me.
Oh, that's something to definitely look forward to. Yeah. Thank you, choir.
That was Jane.
You
don't want
to for trouble with her. I think I'll skip Monday. Maybe she'll forget and we don't have to have a fight.
So that's right. Music video is coming your way.
Okay.
In a bit.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what's coming up in the next couple of hours on cliffcentral.com? So yeah, give us an idea of what's going to be happening.
Yeah, well, so now that we're back to business after that, it's tough being a lead singer. Today... on Friday. So we're starting off with 9 a.m., the Just Now Comedy Podcast. 10 a.m., Sex Talk with Jonty and Tamar. 11 a.m., the Casper Radio Show. 1 p.m., No Borders. 2 p.m., 20-something. 3 p.m., a replay of The Gareth Cliff Show. And 6 p.m. is a new edition of Wedding Central.
Very nice. Okay, we will see you on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Have an excellent weekend, and be good if you're not. Take photos. That's how it works. All right?
Happy birthday! Thank you, Sia. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you to everybody who took part this morning. And we will see you next week. Have a good weekend. Oh, the unnews. Jesus. I'm so ready to get out of here. I tried to skip straight ahead, but I've got to actually finish this. All right. Let's do this properly.
About that.
All right, here it is. Jimmy Money had his first day at work and in charge at ANN7, and he looked to hit the ground running by suggesting some new show ideas for the channel. A hard-hitting daily talk show called Really Real Talk with Andile Mritama is an exciting new morning show called... and a new exciting morning show called Cappuccino, as well as a current affairs show called The Injustice Factor. All of that is what you can look forward to. Jimmy is proposed to be the host of The Injustice Factor, where he interviews ANC politicians, letting them tell their sides in corruption stories. Venice's mayor has declared anyone who shouts Allahu Akbar will be shot immediately. He says the same goes for anyone who starts singing Despacito. And finally, Australian rugby coach Michael Checker has been receiving hate mail in the run-up to this weekend's test against the All Blacks. He's really surprised by this after the dreadful season that Australian rugby has had. He can't believe the Aussie rugby public still actually have any expectations at all. Okay, that's it for us. Cheers. We will see you on Monday. I wanna be immortal,
like a god in the sky. This is CliffCentral.com.